Shame resilience is a strategy for protecting connection, our connection with ourselves and our connections with the people we care about. But resilience requires cognition or thinking, and that's where shame has a huge advantage. When shame descends, we almost always are hijacked by the limbic system. In other words, the prefrontal cortex, where we do all of our thinking and analyzing and strategizing, gives way to that primitive fight-or-flight part of our brain. In his book, Incognito, neuroscientist David Eagleman describes the brain as a team of rivals. He writes, "There is an ongoing conversation among the different factions in your brain, each competing to control the single output channel of your behavior." He lays out the dominant two-party system of reason and emotion. The rational system is the one that cares about analysis of things in the outside world, while the emotional system monitors the internal state and worries whether things are good or bad. Eagleman makes the case that because both parties are battling to control one output, behavior, emotions can tip the balance of decision-making. I would say that's definitely true when the emotion is shame. Our fight-or-flight strategies are effective for survival, not for reasoning or connection. And the pain of shame is enough to trigger that survival part of our brain that runs, hides, or comes out swinging. In fact, when I asked the research participants how they normally responded to shame before they started working on shame resilience, I heard many comments like these. "When I feel shame, I'm like a crazy person. I do stuff and say stuff I would normally never do or say. Sometimes I just wish I could make other people feel as bad as I do. I just want to lash out and scream at everyone. I get desperate when I feel shame, like I have nowhere to turn, no one to talk to. When I feel ashamed, I check out mentally and emotionally, even with my family. Shame makes you feel estranged from the world. I hide." One time, I stopped to get gas and my credit card was declined. The guy gave me a really hard time. As I pulled out of the station, my 3-year-old son started crying. I just started screaming, "Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!" I was so ashamed about my card, I went nuts. Then I was ashamed that I yelled at my son.